If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Todd Lebo, who did, you're so interested in this show, yawning. Thanks. That means a lot to me.
Yawn.
I'm glad that you're here. But you looked right at me when I'm talking.
No, I was looking at the...
That doesn't mean you're bored.
No.
It means that you're not breathing properly.
I'm not breathing
right.
I was watching the Titans highlights, and then I yawned.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah.
But you will not yawn with this Chiefs Hall of Famer,
no.
Mr. Duron Cherry. Duron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Stephen. How are you, man? Missed you the other night.
Let me tell you. I was lying on the ground, threw my back out. Of course, at seventh and eighth grade girls basketball practice Friday, which could be very rough. I've been battling it anyway, and then it just,
just went, huh?
Yeah, and I'm old and everything else. So, but I was well represented, or at least I thought, by Jake Gutierrez. And so, Duron, before we get into football, let's just lay this out there. Jake had come close to guaranteeing victory back at the Sports Radio 810 pickleball tournament, and then they lost. It was a tough loss for him. He's gone out and played every week. He's really committed himself to becoming a better pickleball player. And then he was very confident, very aggressive in what he was going to do at the Duron Cherry pickleball event. He didn't offer up any information until we finally asked him about it. And so,
what did he tell you?
He told us that they lost to the eventual champion, and then we were able to get out of him. It was two ladies.
Yes.
And then he didn't want to talk about it very much after that. And he said ask Duron. And so now I'm asking Duron what happened.
Oh, they got their butts whooped by two ladies.
So it wasn't even like. He kind of, I was pretty close. It wasn't, this wasn't a nail biter then, right?
No. They whooped up on him and Jarrett. I mean, they both looked good. They looked the part. I mean, they had their uniforms on and had their nice custom-made paddles with them, but it couldn't do too much for those women that beat them.
Yeah, Duron, Jake tried his best to throw Jarrett under the bus.
It wasn't Jarrett. Trust me, it wasn't Jarrett. Jarrett looked good, man.
He said they were targeting Jarrett because he was the weak link on the court.
I didn't say those words exactly.
Yeah, you kind of said
I just
it.
Said they started hitting it away from
Jarrett
me.
Jarrett Sutton's one of the nicest people in the world.
He is. Yes.
And you're running him down.
Not running him down. I'm just saying he needs to practice a little bit more.
Come on, Jake. Hey. Steven, he just don't have no shame in his game, and his game is not very good.
Wow.
Oh, wow. God. Wow.
Did you beat anybody?
That hurts.
Did you win any?
Oh, yeah. They won a couple. They won a couple. They sure did.
He used some tricky wording, too, Duron, earlier. He said, we lost. He made it sound like it was in the finals,
right.
But it's like they lost to the one seed and they were the 16. That we lost to the team that went on to win the finals or something like that.
Oh, so we lost to the champions.
Yeah,
I just don't understand.
Well, champions were really good though. They were.
Serious pickleballers out there.
Becky and Eileen, congratulations.
Becky and Eileen, thank you so much for beating
them. Becky and Eileen, absolutely. And they were excited. They were happy.
They were loud.
They were loud, and they enjoyed it, had a good time. We hope to have them back because they will be our defending champions.
Wow.
And Jake, you'll get another shot.
I know. I need another crack. Keith Cash looked like he could play. I had a chat with him. We were watching that championship match.
So it sounds like you're looking for another partner.
I'm gonna stick with Jarrett.
Okay, we'll see.
Were you talking to Keith Cash about Texas football? I'm sorry,
but Duron, the event, the more important, I think information is the event was a big success for your foundation, right?
Yes, it was great. We had a great time, and I think people really enjoyed themselves. It was nice. We had a lot of fun up there, and. Those are always good times when you got people, the right kind of people that, enjoy having fun, but also raising money. for a great cause.
Daron Cherry is our guest. Daron, let's talk about this win over the Cowboys yesterday, 19-9, and something that has really stood out to me over the past couple of weeks with this defense is the improved tackling, and especially in the secondary from Legarius Sneed. He is physical. He is excellent in the open field as a tackler, and I know that's something that you appreciate very much. What have you seen from this team, the improved fundamentals, the tackling, and especially from this young star, Legarius Sneed?
Yeah, he played a heck of a game yesterday. It was amazing. I think him and Ward played their butts off, you know, out there at the cornerback positions. And, you know, Sneed made some unbelievable big plays. But give that whole entire defense credit. You know, we blasted this defense early in the year and wondering when it was going to come together. But I tell you, the last 2 weeks, and I was in Vegas last week, and then this week against the Cowboys, I mean, they've locked people down. They've shut them down. They like you said, they're tackling better on the run. They're getting better pressure on the quarterback, and I think a lot of that has to do with moving Chris back into the middle of the defensive line. They're getting some pressure up the middle. I mean, he had an unbelievable day yesterday, what, 3.5 sacks that he had and a lot of pressure. So, I mean, this defense is starting to come together at the right time, and, you know, give them credit. But, yeah, the secondary is playing much better, and that's a sign that, you know, your guys up front are putting a lot more pressure and they're able to read and recognize what the opposing offense is doing to them. And then they're getting everybody to the ball. And let's face it, having those young linebackers in there with all that speed doesn't hurt you at all.
Daron, you played obviously in a great defensive backfield, and part of the thing that I think back in the day, which you guys did, everyone tackled, right? Cornerbacks tackle a lot. And we've gone through a little stretch here in football, maybe where cornerbacks don't want to tackle, especially in run game stuff. I mean, you go tackle the guy when he catches the pass, but it's another thing entirely to go put your head in there when Ezekiel Elliott's coming at you. And what the Chiefs have in Sneed, and I think in Charvarius Ward as well, the guys who aren't, they're not shy of contact, and they'll go out there and tackle. And it takes a special kind of cornerback, I think, in 2021 to go do that. Would you agree with that, number one? And if so, I mean, how do you get those guys? Because they're not necessarily just laying around out there who want to go do that.
Right. I mean, it's a mentality. You know, tackling is a state of mind, and along with covering, you know, and especially when you're a cornerback, because you got to have a short memory, but you got to be tough-minded. And, you know, we saw that with Albert Lewis. We saw it with Kevin Ross. You know, they were tough-minded corners, but they were physical corners, and they go hit you. They didn't shy away from the physicalness of that position. A lot of guys do, but they don't. And so you got to give them credit for having that mentality. And then I think also as the season goes on, you know, these guys, you know, the tackling gets better. Let's face it, you know, we used to tackle all the time in training camp, right? Now these guys barely even hit each other in training camp now. So it takes some time to get used to getting back into, you know, that mentality that you got to be physical and tackle, and instead of just laying your helmet on somebody or hitting them with your shoulders, you got to wrap up. And these guys are doing a much better job right now, and it's reflecting in their performance.
We have Daron Cherry on the line, and Daron, it looked like Chris Jones is the best player on the field, and you know as well as I do, with the pass rush getting home and putting pressure on the quarterback, that makes the secondary's job a little bit easier. But, you know, the Cowboys have been great this year protecting Dak Prescott. And the Chiefs got to him multiple times. Chris Jones alone, 3.5 sacks. Tell me what you're seeing from this pass rush now with Kansas City.
Well, they didn't have an answer for Chris Jones. And I think most of the time he's lined up over their best player, and he just manhandled him. He made him look like he was a rookie. And when you have that kind of production, I mean, let's face it, he's probably one of the, from an interior standpoint, Chris Jones is probably the second best interior player in the entire league behind Aaron Donald. And so when you have a guy like that who's as disruptive and can make plays and get in the quarterback's face, it's, you know, it's a recipe for success. And then I think the other thing is, you know, Frank Clark is playing exceptionally well now. You know, he made some big plays yesterday and got some pressures. And now you've got Melvin Ingram on the other side that stepped up. And not only is he good at rushing the passer, but he made some plays in the run game yesterday, making some tackles that, you know, it just makes this defense a lot more solid all the way around. And, you know, it's nice that you got that combination of being able to rush and get some pressure with four guys. That helps your secondary play. But also, you know, when they do go after the quarterback and blitz them, they're getting there. And so, you know, I like what I'm seeing right now, and hopefully it'll continue through the remainder of this season.
It's been pretty good to see how they've kind of just rallied and kept the course, right? That's hard to do during a season. That's leadership, right? That's the guys in we're not in the locker room anymore. I don't get to see anyone because it's all, you know, press conference room or virtual. But I get the feeling, and Andy said this after the Titans game, he wasn't worried about his team. He liked his leadership in there. That's where this is coming from, I'm assuming, with the defense. These guys are sticking together.
Oh, there's no question. It starts with the players, but also, you know, you've got coaches. You've got a good coaching staff that's going to continue to preach, you know, the things that they need to do to get better, and they can show them that on the film and just say, guys, just a little bit more. We're right there. If we just correct these things, these mistakes, we're going to be a much better defense, and I think that you see that now, and just having that continuity of that single message that these coaches are putting out there for the players is important. But more importantly, the players have to do their job, and that's what you're seeing now. They're doing their job, and they're confident. And when you have that confidence, it goes a long way.
And Duron, the other reason for tremendous optimism right now, if you're a Chiefs fan, I mean, the rest of the AFC is gone crazy. Like, we talked about Jacksonville beating Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. And then you see all these other things that are falling in place for the Chiefs. Like yesterday, the Bills get destroyed by the Colts. The Titans lose to Houston of all teams.
At home.
How do you explain all this that's happening?
It's hard to explain, but, you know, we always say any given Sunday in the National Football League, it doesn't matter what your record is. You know, they got guys over there that have pride and they're professionals and they get paid to do a job. And if you're not prepared and you're not ready to play and you think it's going to be an easy game or a cupcake game, you're in trouble. You're going to lose that game because those guys over there have pride in themselves and they want to produce. So, you know, that's why we're seeing games like, you know, Buffalo going into, you know, at home against the Colts and get destroyed. And then you see these other games, the Titans getting beat by the Texans, who everybody, you know, has written them off. But this is the NFL. This is what we have. So you got a lot of things out there with teams. There's no real front runners. Everybody is guiding and jockeying for position. And, you know, I think the Chiefs are coming on at the right time, and that bodes well for us as far as winning our division and then possibly getting a high seed in the playoffs.
Duron, I'm so happy the event was a success. I apologize for not being there. I apologize for Jake Gutierrez and his performance. It was a little, but you know what though? It's something to work on. I'll be there, and I blame myself because he looks to me for motivation. He doesn't care if my back's out. He doesn't care if I'm hurting. He needed me there to motivate him. Next year, there will be no excuses. I'll be there in his ear. I'll be there like Mick to his Rocky, and I guarantee you that he'll probably lose again next year, but that's fine. I just trying to change the topic.
I will not settle for less.
Right. So, do you believe?
I think it's true, man, that he really missed you, Steven. I mean, when I first got there and he found out that you weren't coming, he really was down, man. He was really down.
And I was waiting for the phone call with the results, and when the clock struck midnight and I had not heard from Jake, I knew that perhaps something had gone wrong on his path to a championship. But, Duron, thank you so much. You let us know anytime we can do anything for the Duron Cherry Foundation. DuronCherryFoundation.org for more information. Duron, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Was it my fault? Is it me?
No, it's always me.
That was mostly Jarrett.
No, no,
some
it's
you
it's
now.
Me.
Is that what you're doing?
It's my fault. It's my fault. I'm taking full responsibility.
It was such a. I was kind of laying there. My back was hurt, and I'm watching the Zoo game. I'm like, can they just? And I wanted the game to end so I could go lay down and get myself right. And I just kept sitting up there. I go this. I think my dog's. What's hurting you more, the game or your back? I go both.
Both.
Both. But then I said, just go for two. Go for two. And they went for two. And they got it.
And they fixed it.
And they got it. No, they didn't fix nothing. I mean, it fixed me. But they're going to a bowl game now, you son of a gun.
Yeah, they are.
We'll take a break now. Back after this on WHB.